Hola, Como Estas, and all that crap. What we're going to be doing today is taking a look at the new... If you don't shut the fuck up. Alright, what we're going to be doing today is taking a new look at the new Digital Talking Book Player DA2 from the Library of Congress, which does support an LS Bard. You can download books to it. You can put books on a flash drive or on a cartridge, copy it over. It's got roughly 32 gigabytes of internal storage. Mine came with 26 some odd, whatever. So, I got it right here. Let me kind of bring it a little closer to the mic. So, it has bumpers on all four corners, because you're going to be a little blink and walk around in the corners and shit. You're going to be a little blink. It's got bumpers to protect you and it from you. So, the way that you want to face this is so that the handle is towards you and on the left-hand side. The rest of the player is roughly square with rounded corners, and it is off right now. So, let's just kind of take the speaker, by the way, is like top left, like back left on the top side. So, if we go the bottom center, and this, by the way, this does have a, in the front, this does have a cartridge port. It's smaller. If you're familiar with the old player, it's smaller. So let's go over to buttons. The easiest one to find is play, because it's center. It's got a big cycle in it, a little cycle, little circle in there. You got play to the left of it. You've got rewind to the right of it. You've got fast forward, and above it, you got sleep. Little crescent moon thing. So, if you go to the left, you'll see a kind of concentric circle thing button. It's slightly up and to the left of rewind. That is your mode button. It says MD in Braille, by the way. Rewind says R in Braille. Fast forward says F in Braille. Play says P and it's under it, and sleep says S in Braille. And then you have a, above the mode button, which says MD, you got the little diamond with the line running straight through it, the vertical line. It says MA. This is your marker, allowing you to have access to your bookmarks. Above that is SF, and that is your bookshelf button. It is a square with three vertical lines running through it. Above that's your speaker. So, you find rewind, you go left and up, you find MD mode, you go up, the bookmarks, you go up, and you go bookshelf, and then you go up, you go speaker. Now, if you orient yourself back to play, up is sleep, and now you have a little navigational pad. You go up, down, left, right, UDLR in Braille, I is info in the center. It's marked in Braille as well. It's the only button that has Braille on it, actually on it. Everything is labeled, but this is the only button that has it on it. So anyway, you've got your directional pad, and then above that, to the right of the speaker, you have three sets of audio controls. T for tone, and that is to the left of the button. V for volume, and that is to the left of those buttons, and S for speed, that is to the left of those buttons. Then the only other button that you're going to find is all the way to the right, close to, it's actually pretty much directly to the right of the right arrow button. It's the only button with a little ring around it, that's your power button. And in case you have a little bit of vision, or if you don't, I guess you need to know, it does glow, it's got a little green light on it when it's on. I'm going to go ahead and set the player down onto the desk right now and power it on. It takes a minute.
Welcome to NLSD TBM DA2 Reader. Please wait.
That part is always going to be that volume when it's plugged into the headset or the line in or whatever you're going to do. You can't do nothing about that. It takes a minute to boot. When it comes up,
bookshelf, 10 books. What it's like to be a bird. From flying to nesting, eating to singing.
Like to
what
be a
birds
bite.
Are doing and why. By David Allen.
Yeah, Sarah. I like bites. Got a problem with the fact that I like bites.
8 hours, 36 minutes, anyway. 9 seconds. Downloaded.
So, if I let it go long enough, you're going to hear a little chime. And you're going to hear it announce something. But you've heard the last book I was on. And if I was to hit play, it would start playing that. There you go.
Connected to Gillette 5G.
Yeah, this thing kind of has wireless in it, and it's got Bluetooth in it. And I actually paired AirPods 4 with ANC to this, and it's not bad at all. You can't play and pause from the AirPods. But the latency is not bad at all. It's really not. It's way worse if you could if you pair the AirPods to Windows. But yeah. So I can now I'm a little bit new with this thing. I think if I hit the MD button, it's gonna give me some battery information if I hold it down.
Battery 94%. Internal space available 25.32 gigabytes.
Yeah, so you get that. And you can access that through the menu system too. If you want to get into by the way, when you first get this, you'll be stuck in key describer mode. You can't do a damn thing about it. But once you put at least one book on it, you can toggle between
entering key describer mode. Press any button to get a description.
You can toggle between it by just like tapping the power button.
Leaving key describer mode, returning to the regular application. What it's like to be a bird. From flying to nesting, eating,
said
to singing. What
SF
birds are doing and why.
Vertical lines.
By David Allen Sibley.
Hold, press and hold that.
Bill Wallace, 8 hours. Entering user guide.
You got in the user guide.
With dry cloth. Do not install near any heat.
Yeah. So, let's get into the nuts and potatoes. You want to go on the Wi-Fi, you want to go on the Bard. You go into the, you find your D-pad, you find your I, your square button with the I in Braille in the middle of it, you hold it down.
Entering menu. Book reader.
Now, the way this works is a little bit funky, because you do not up and down arrow through these menus. In fact, if you hit down arrow,
invalid.
That's not going to work. Up arrow is actually how you go back a level. Left and right is how you scroll through the menus.
NLS Bard.
So NLS Bard.
Book reader.
Book reader, which book reader basically just takes you back to your bookshelf. NLS Bard is how you log in to Bard and how you search and how you access your wish list and all that stuff.
Settings.
Settings, you can go through here and look at stuff.
Battery info.
And the same information we've got there, I can get here, but it'll give you more. It'll give you the estimated hours. So if I press on here.
Battery, 94%. Remaining battery time, 57 hours. Internal space available, 25.32 gigabytes.
Yeah, so.
Book reader. NLS Bard.
I will, like, go into Bard. Actually, let's go into settings first, because everybody always wants to look at the settings.
Settings. User settings.
So,
voice selection. User settings. Wireless notifications. On.
Turn that on.
Verbose mode. On.
I'm probably going to turn that off soon.
Skippable elements.
You get these things, whatever. So I don't give a fuck. I just leave it alone.
Configure USB keyboard key binding.
Yeah, so you can actually plug a keyboard into this. Only into the USB-A port. There's a USB-C port for charging, by the way. I didn't mention that. You get a power brick with a non-detachable USB-C cord on it. It's quite different from the other ones that I have that are like that. I have one for my Raspberry Pi, but I'll not mix them up because they're not similar enough. But yeah, you can charge that off of the power brick. But yeah, on the right-hand side, this is quite a well-done description. I'm very thrilled at myself. On the right-hand side of the player, the only other thing of note on the entire player is going to be on the right-hand side, because there's just a printed sticker on the printed label in the back. On the left side, there's nothing. On the front side is the cartridge port I told you about. On the back, starting closest to you, is the 3.5 headphone port. Up from that is the USB-A port, and then up from that is the USB-C port, which is quite a bit up the thing. So, yeah. Now that we know that, we can go back.
MTP on.
This is for if you want to connect it to your PC. You can connect it with a C2C cable or a C2A. If you're doing C2A, you're supposed to plug the C into the player and the A into the computer. I have plenty of C2C cables, so I'll just be doing it that way. When you have this on, it'll allow you to see it as a flash drive, and you can put zipped books or unzipped books on it. There's folders for each. If you put zip books in, it'll unzip it for you. You don't have to do that. Gone is the days when you had to, like, unzip all of your books. This thing will do it for you.
Keyboard echo. Characters and words.
I leave that alone.
Close.
Just because typing on this thing was annoying. I accidentally cut myself off, so I don't remember what I was saying, but I was going through here talking about the settings.
Keyboard echo. Close.
Yeah, we're done in there.
User settings. Voice selection.
So, you have acapella voices, which they're not bad. I can't really expect any better, but I don't like the fact that they are very, you hear the concatenative quality of them, like
Lily.
Hello, this is a sample of my voice that is available for use with the NLSD
player.
That's
what it starts with?
If you choose me, I will read menus, the key describer, text, and prompts to help you use this device. You can also sample other voices to help you decide the voice that works best for you. Well, that is an option, but come on. You know you are choosing this one, anyway.
Rod. Hello, this is a sample of my voice that is available for use with the NLSD player. If you choose me, I will read menus, the key describer, text, and prompts to help you use this device. You can also sample other voices to help you decide the voice that works best for you. Well, that is an option, but come on. You know you are choosing this one, anyway.
Hola. Esta es una muestra de mi voz disponible para el reproductor NLSDA2. Si me eliges, leeré los menús, la descripción de las teclas, el texto y las indicaciones para ayudarte a usar este dispositivo. También puedes probar otras voces para ayudarte a elegir la que mejor se adapte a ti. Bueno, es una opción, pero vamos. Sabes que estás eligiendo.
Yeah.
Ryan. Hello. This is a sample of my voice that is available for use with the NLSDA2 player.
You know what these guys
Taylor.
Are.
Hello, this is a sample of my voice that is available for... Tracy. Hello. This is a sample of my voice that is available for use with the NLSDA2 player.
Will. Hello, this is a sample of my voice that is available for use with the NLSDA2 player.
Close.
And so you don't get Sharon, which is very disappointing. And there's other ones like, you don't get, I think you get, you don't get Saul. You get Rod, I think.
Voice selection. Airplane mode. Off.
Airplane mode, obviously what that does.
Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi, you can go in here.
Wi-Fi on.
Couple of ways you can actually...
Status.
It'll tell you that it's connected, blah, blah, blah. If you press on there, you can look through there.
New connection.
You can make a new connection.
Launch connection.
You can launch a specific connection in case you're connected to the wrong one.
Delete connection. Import Wi-Fi configuration.
What this does is interesting. You make a two-line file on Notepad on your computer, and... The first line is your SSID, the second line is your password. You put it on a flash drive, put the flash drive in the player, and then go to there, and it's supposed to import it for you.
Validate connection.
That's just going to tell you if your current connection is working properly, I guess. I never do it.
Back. Wi-Fi. NLS barred settings.
So this
sort
is just...
options. Sort by title. Download wishlist automatically. On.
I turned that on.
Set number of books to download automatically. 3 books.
3.
Close. And the last settings, there. Bluetooth.
Then there's the Bluetooth. This is pretty self-explanatory. One thing I will say is,
Bluetooth on. Pair a new device.
When you pair, this thing will, like, it'll search, and then it doesn't find, and then it cancels out. So make sure that your device is in pairing mode before you initiate this, unless you want to go through the process multiple times. Because if this thing doesn't find, it won't hang around.
Connect device. Disconnect device. Delete pair device. Back. Bluetooth. Date and time.
I'm not gonna mess around in here. It's pretty obvious what that does.
Software update.
I checked the other day when I got this yesterday. It didn't have one.
About?
And then you go in there, it'll tell you your serial number and all that.
Resets menu. Close. Settings. Battery info. Settings. NLS barred.
The only real thing to talk about is that, let me see if I can, I should be able to get the time if I hold down this button? That's the wrong
battery,
one.
Battery, 94%.
That's the wrong
remaining
one.
Battery time, 54
one.
Hours. Internal space available. No downloads.
Oh, it's not the bookshelf one. Which one is... Oh, it's sleep. I'm an idiot.
3:30 p.m., August 27th, 2025.
Which is correct, actually.
Settings. NLS barred.
Going to barred.
NLS barred. Search collection.
You can search. I'm going to do this just so you can see how annoying it is to type on this thing, okay? I'm going to type in, and this is going to be torture. You're not allowed to skip through it either. I'm going to type in Woods. I'm going to go into here.
NLS barred message and search collection.
Yeah, I know. They're saying that they've got issues and stuff, and they're going to try to fix it.
Advanced search. Alt text. Title. Author.
Author.
Input mode. Use the
We're
up and down arrows to navigate through characters.
Type
pressing hold
in.
For quick navigation.
Woods,
to switch between
comma,
character types.
Stewart.
Use sleep to insert the current character at the current position.
With the capitals.
Press play to review the under text.
If I remember
Erase
how to
the
do
previous
this.
Character with rewind. Erase the next character with fast forward. Use the left and right arrows to move the cursor through characters that were already entered. Press the information button to submit the under text. Press mode to cancel text input. A. B.
Oh no, we gotta do...
Cap. B. Cap. C.
We gotta go to Woods.
Cap. X. Cap. W.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Oh.
Author.
No. I'm an idiot. Because you don't do it that way. You gotta push.
Input mode. Use the up and down arrows
you
to navigate through characters. Press and hold for quick navigation.
To input
Press
characters.
Press to switch between character types. Use sleep to insert the 0. Period. A. Cap. A. Cap. B. Cap.
All right,
C.
Going the wrong way.
Cap. X.
Cap W.
Press sleep.
Cap W. Inserted.
Go back around.
Zero. Period. W. V. M. L. O. O. O.
Gotta go all inserted. The way over to D.
C. D. D. T. S. S.
Now we're gonna inserted. Go to the symbols.
Cap S. Zero. Period. At. Period. Circumflex. Period. Space. Comma.
Yes, the spaces and symbols. Don't ask me why.
Comma. In space. Space.
Now we gotta go to inserted. I go through all this. Watch this. I go through all this and it can work.
S. Cap S.
Yes, I know it's not gonna give a shit about the capital, but A.
Cap T. Cap. Cap. W.
Wait, I gotta go back. What am I doing? See? You gotta go to... I typed in Woods, comma. Now I gotta type Stewart.
Cap. Cap. U. Cap. T. Cap. S. Zero.
Ah!
Space. S. Cap. S. Cap. S. Zero. Space. S. T. T. U. U. A. A. R. R. T. T.
Now, press inserted. Play to verify what you have.
Woods, Stewart. Cap, W, O, O, D, S, comma, space, cap, S, T, U, A, R, T.
I'm hoping to Christ it's not S, T, W, A, R, T. It might be. I don't think so, though. I'm going to press info.
Confirmed. Author, Woods, Stewart. Series. Subject. Annotation. Book number. Narrator. Language. Magazine title. Okay.
You better fucking loading. Work.
102. Results found.
Ooh.
Under the lake. Ooh. Woods. Ooh. Stewart. 8 hours. Fuck 26 yeah. minutes.
So you can press.
Select
info.
To download. Select to add to wish list. Select for book info. Close. Select for book info.
Get the info on it.
Title. Under the lake. Book number. DB26545. Subject. Mystery and detective stories. Author. Woods. Stewart. Narrator. Bruce Hunty. Description. When writer John Howell, borrowing his brother-in-law's cabin in a small Georgia town, sees the ghost of a girl one night, he dismisses the event as an alcohol-induced hallucination. When further happenings arouse his journalistic curiosity, however, he looks into the town's past and discovers some dark secrets concerning the origins of the picturesque lake that abuts his cabin. Some strong language and some explicit descriptions of sex.
I might get that. Okay. So if you want it, you press info again.
Title. Under the lake. Book number. DB26545. Close. Select to download.
I guess you didn't have to press info again.
Under the lake. Queued for download.
There we go.
Choke. A novel. Woods. Stewart.
Now, if
8
you
hours.
Press,
16
I believe,
minutes.
Bookmark and hold it.
Downloads info. NLS barred. Under the lake. 11%.
Yeah, it'll give you that.
The Run. Woods. Stewart. 9 hours. 12 minutes.
I don't know this one.
Select to download. Select to add to wish list. Select for book info. Title. The Run. Book number. DB50093. Subject. Bestsellers. Political fiction. Suspense fiction. Author. Woods. Stewart.
Actually,
writer. Ray Fauci. Description. Vice President Joe Adams suffers secretly from Alzheimer's disease when the president is incapacitated by a stroke. Georgia Senator Will Lee, last seen in grassroots, DB37797, sets his sights on the White House. Then scandals and blackmail surface. Violence, strong language, and some descriptions of sex. Bestseller. 2000.
I do know this one. Okay.
Close. The Run. Hit list. Woods. 7 hours. 14 minutes. Woods. Stewart. 11 hours. Lucid intervals. Carnal curiosity. Woods.
These.
Turbulence. Woods. Cold paradise. Woods. Hot pursuit. A Stone Barrington novel. Woods. Stewart. 8 hours. 33 minutes.
So let me.
Downloads info. NLS barred. Under the lake. 75%.
So this will let you play books while it's downloading and while it's unzipping, but I will warn you, if you have a large queue, you may not want to, because it'll continually update you with its progress when it gets to the unzipping stage, and it's really annoying. So if you're downloading a bunch of books, you may just want to let it finish, or if you're going to do that, you might as well just do it from the... You could put a bunch of books on a flash drive and just dump them and let the player copy them over or whatever.
Unzipping. 90. NLS barred. Under the lake. Download completed. Percent. Please wait.
And it'll give you the all clear when it's finished. It'll say download completed. Let me see if I can get a progress report.
No downloads.
Okay. It must be either still going or it's done. I don't know. Fuck it. But you press the bookshelf, you get back to your bookshelf. Books.
11.
You books. Can left arrow.
What it's like to be a bird. From flying to nesting, eating to singing. What birds are doing and why. By David Allen Sibley.
No. Under the lake. By
what it's like to be a bird.
Under the lake. By
what it's like to be a bird. From flying to nesting, eating to singing. What
so
birds are doing and why.
The,
by David Allen Sibley.
Narrator. Bill
yeah.
Wallace.
I'm going to press
hours,
the power button
36
to shut down.
Now. Minutes. 9. Shutting down. Please wait.
I. Yeah, you can navigate through your bookshelf with the left or the right arrows in the D-pad type thing, or rewind and fast forward. In either case, you press play to start it, and when you're in a book, you can press the information button to get information on it. The up and down, it's kind of nice because the up and down arrows give you your nav menu, so you don't have to, like, circle around, and then the left and right takes you back and forward through those chunks. Anyway, I think that's enough of a look at the thing. It's pretty cool, actually. I do find it to be a relatively smooth experience. I only had one little minor issue where when I first connected to Wi-Fi, it didn't want to let me log into Bard. I restarted the player, let it connect, and then I tried again and it worked. So other than that little tiny little issue, it's been pretty smooth. By the way, there's a raised line between the... It's a horizontal line, and it separates the two... I don't want to say halves, but it separates the playback control from the other parts of the player. It's a little groove that runs most of the way along the front surface. Anyway, that's all I got to say about that. Yeah, this is probably longer than it needed to be. Anyway, peace.